on Southeast AgNet.
Citrus greening disease remains the Florida citrus industry's biggest concern, primarily because there's no cure for it and there are no trees that are resistant to it. Most growers control the disease by spraying the Asian citrus psyllids that spread the disease from tree to tree. By reducing psyllid populations, there are fewer of the psyllids to carry the disease from an infected tree to a healthy one. Some scientists are also trying to determine if the insecticides might also curtail the psyllid's
ability
to spread the disease. University of Florida researcher Michael Rogers reports on findings to date.
The main objective of our work is to determine, can insecticides, in addition to providing control of psyllid populations, can they actually serve the benefit of preventing trees from becoming infected with HLB? The idea being, can the insecticides kill the psyllids before they have a chance to actually inject the bacteria into the tree, which will eventually cause disease? Some of the work we've done, we've been looking at soil-applied insecticides such as imidacloprid, and also some foliar insecticides. The one we've looked at is danitol, which is a pyrethroid insecticide. And so far, our work has shown that both soil applications of imidacloprid and foliar applications of danitol actually were able to reduce the ability of the insects, of the psyllids, to feed on the phloem and inject the bacteria back into the plant. And so it shows that there is some benefit using these insecticides in terms of reducing the spread of the HLB pathogen. We don't know how long those results are going to last. We were working mainly with recently treated trees. And so as this work continues, we're looking at over time as the residues degrade within the tree or on the leaf surface, can they continue to provide protection for how long?
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.